You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Robert Grosshandler, founder of iConsumer.com. iConsumer is the love child of Wall Street crowdfunding and a coupon website. iConsumer is a discount and cashback website or application rewarding customer loyalty by giving shoppers free stock in the company. And you did hear me right. Mr. Grosshandler, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Eric.
Yeah, so good to have you. And tell us, how is iConsumer different than other couponing websites and apps out there for starters?
Well, there's a lot of great couponing and apps and cashback sites like Ebates and RetailMeNot, and they are great examples. But they lack one thing. They got really big, and the people who invested in them, the venture capitalists, made a lot of money. We've turned that around. We're going to make it so that the ordinary consumer, the people who use iConsumer, are the ones who are going to own iConsumer every time they shop, every time they join up, and every time they get a friend to join up. They're going to get additional stock in iConsumer.
And why are you giving away stock in your company? Should other companies even think about doing the same thing?
Well, I think we're in a special situation. First, the laws just changed, making this possible. So we're in the midst of doing an IPO, and we're building a big business. The way we are building the big business is by getting lots and lots of people involved. A company like iConsumer succeeds because it has lots of members who are shopping and telling other people. So what better way to get them involved in helping to make the business big than by giving them a piece of the business? They're getting tradable stock in a company that's going through the IPO rigmarole right now.
As far as stock giveaways, what's in it for you and what's in it for the consumer?
Well, let's start with the consumer, right? So if we succeed in building a valuable business, they will own a part of the valuable business. So in addition to getting great savings, because there's coupons on 42,000 different products and brands, in addition to getting cash back from those 1,700 different stores like REI or Newegg or Macy's or Nordstrom's, take your pick, there are 1,700 of them, they have a stake in the future of iConsumer. So if it becomes valuable, if it becomes more valuable than what they paid for it and they get the stock for free, then they have a piece of a more valuable future. What's in it for me? Well, a couple of things. First and foremost, I've been doing this for a while, and I have a personal philosophy. My personal philosophy is do good, have fun, make money. So in the prior businesses that we've built, we've been able to do that by helping charities or by having lots of employees and making my investors some money along the way and making myself some money along the way. I was talking to my daughter and a friend, and they were complaining about the state of the world, the whole notion of income inequality. And I said, maybe there's a business way to solve this particular problem. At the same time, our government issued a whole new set of laws, the Jobs Act, that made crowdfunding a business possible. And I like doing new things, right? That's the have fun piece of this. So I said, well, let's see. If we made a company where the people who built the business, who are the most important part of the business, the customers, if they have a stake in the business, maybe that gives them an opportunity to, in as risk-free a way as possible, become a part of the economic system. So that's sort of the do-good piece of it. If it works, maybe I'll make some money, and I certainly am going to have some fun.
Without a question, today we are joined by Robert Grosshandler, founder of iConsumer.com, a discount cashback website and application rewarding customer loyalty by giving shoppers free stock in the company here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Grosshandler, what motivated you from the beginning to start iConsumer?
Well, I built a whole bunch of other businesses, and they were all very satisfying. But what was now motivating me was, how do I create something that's sort of bigger than myself? So how do I get my 20-year-old kids involved? How do I get their peers involved? How do I make a difference amongst the 99% who are afraid to invest, who don't understand Wall Street, who are perhaps more comfortable with Main Street? So I said, if we could figure out a way to reduce the risk and reduce the complexity of becoming an investor, perhaps, you know, that would work. And that's sort of what motivated me. And it's the challenge of doing it. And it's been, so far, we've been doing this now since June. It's been a great ride.
Tell us, what is the Shareholder Academy, and what can people learn through this academy?
Well, so one of the challenges that we expected and turned out to be true was that if you're going to be giving stock to people who have never owned stock before, they're going to have lots of questions. And how do we answer those questions? And how do we answer those questions in an efficient way? Because everybody wants iConsumer to make money. That's the whole point of this, right? It won't become a more valuable company unless we figure out ways for it to be more profitable. So we decided to create something called Shareholder Academy. Shareholder Academy, it's at shareholderacademy.com, is a website devoted to the first-time investor in crowdfunded startups. So let's say that you are considering being an iConsumer member because it's free, but you don't really know what that really means. What does equity mean? What does debt mean? What does being an investor mean? We decided to create a place, maybe a little bit like Khan Academy, where you can go as a newbie and learn a little bit about what it might be like to be an investor in a crowdfunded startup.
Very brilliant on that setup of the Shareholder Academy. Congratulations on that. Now, in conclusion, what is your must-have business tip for those just now getting involved in stock ownership?
Well, so stock ownership itself can be scary. So take your time. Figure out what the risks are. Figure out what it is you need to learn, what it is that you need to know. There are lots of places you can go for advice. The big trading houses have advice. So you go to TD Ameritrade or Schwab or somebody like that. They'll tell you what it's like to go and invest in the big companies like IBM or Facebook or Google. And my other tip is to go to shareholderacademy.com and become more educated on what it's like to be an investor with no cash at risk in a small crowdfunded startup.
Well, Mr. Grosshandler, it certainly has been great to have had you. It is iConsumer.com. Mr. Grosshandler, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
And thank you for having me. Have a great afternoon.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Robert Grosshandler, founder of iConsumer.com, a discount and cashback website and application rewarding customer loyalty by giving shoppers free stock in the company. And once again, the website for more information is iConsumer.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.